All right, if I can have everyone's attention, we're going to continue with today's afternoon media availabilities here. We are now joined by Daniel Suarez, the winner of last week's Coca-Cola 600 here. Daniel, kind of talk about what your week's been like since that epic race last weekend.
Yeah, well, good afternoon, everyone. It's afternoon already, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we just got back from LA, and I'm still trying to figure out where am I. But no, obviously it was a lot of fun to celebrate with Aspire Motorsports, everyone in the company, with the 7 team. A very special win, you know, to be able to bring the car full of confetti along with the trophy and the ring and all those things back to the KBM shop. It was, I would say, the highlight of the week to me. So, yeah, very, very, very special. I feel like I enjoy it a lot. The entire team enjoy it a lot. We celebrated the victory for a few days. But now it's time to move on, right? Because we have another task today and tomorrow. So yesterday we were actually in LA as well for the premiere of my documentary, which I can't wait for you guys to see it, hopefully very soon. It was very special to see it in the big screen along with a lot of friends and people that help this project happen. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. We flew in the red eye, so that's why I'm a little zombie right now. But no, it was great, and looking forward to hopefully get on track here in a couple hours.
Awesome. If you have a question for Daniel, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start out with Zach and then go over to Trent and then John.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Daniel, this weekend starts the second half of the regular season. From your perspective, what do you and the 7 team need to accomplish over this next 13 weeks to give yourselves a shot at really contending in the chase?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have to continue to improve our program, right? I think the 7 team has shown good speed. I still feel that we have a little bit of work to do from Saturdays to Sundays. I feel like our Saturdays have been pretty strong, practice and qualifying, but we still have a little bit of work to do Saturday to Sunday. We hit it right, I would say, 50% of the time, but we still have a little bit of work to do in the other 50% of the time. And sometimes we just put ourselves a little bit behind, and eventually we get it right, and then we see the potential of the car. So we still have a little bit of work to do. There has been a lot of changes in our pit crew side. So we just need a little bit of time, you know, with the new group to get some more reps and do things right. The last couple of weeks, the pit crew has been working very, very hard. With that being said, the last couple of weeks we have had issues. You know, we crashed in the All-Star race because of a loose wheel, and we had a loose wheel in the first pit stop in the Coke 600 that put us behind as well. So we won the race, but we still have a lot of work to do, you know? And that's, for me, that's something that I'm not forgetting about that. You know, I'm not naive. And I'm really pushing my team to continue to push in these areas to continue to improve, because every single team out there is going to continue to get better. So we have to continue to move the bar higher and higher.
How can you utilize this weekend to set to ride the momentum from getting the victory last week and still finding those ways to improve this week at Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the main thing, you know, momentum is key in this sport, right? In any sport. So we have to make sure that the energy, the spirit of the entire team right now is very high, and that helps a lot. That's a huge step forward already. With that being said, that's not gonna fix the problems, right? And we don't have like huge problems. Like, we're a very competitive team. We are not 10th in points by luck. You know, we've been competitive team the entire, you know, first few months of the year. So we just have to continue to be honest with ourselves and to analyze the areas of improvement and put a plan together to improve these areas. Like I said, you know, the pit crew, I believe that my guys have a lot of talent. We just need a little bit of time, you know, and in that process, we can have loose wheels, because, you know, if I wasn't detecting the loose wheel last week, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So, you know, it's one of those things that we just have to be aware of our strengths and weaknesses and go to work in the weaknesses.
Go to Trenton and then John.
Trenton Warsham, Front Stretch. Daniel, you might have answered some of my question with the answer to his, but just Spire in general, you guys as a team have won two races between you and Carson. You know, I'm sure Jeff's elated with that. You know, what is, you know, where can you see this team going, you know, by the end of the season? Obviously, you know, the chase and everything, but championship contender, you know, where do you feel like Spire can be by the end of the year between you and Carson?
Yeah, and Michael as well. You know, Michael has been doing a good job lately. They have got the program better, and I believe that Michael is going to get much better here very soon, and hopefully we can get him also in victory lane. But I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's not a surprise. I mean, I saw this coming from Spire Motorsports from the outside looking in since last year, and that's why I joined this organization. You know, this team has been hiring great talent, has a very good foundation with, you know, being led by Jeff Dickerson and Bill Anthony and a lot of great people in this team. And when you see something like this and the team keeps growing and good sponsors are, you know, supporting the program, it's just going to continue to get better, you know, that because the foundation is strong. The structure is solid. So, you know, I'm not surprised that we are to this point. With that being said, we still have work to do. You know, in my mind, yes, we won last week. We did an amazing job executing the race at the end and everything. But we still have a little bit of work to do to be able to catch those Toyotas, and that's not a secret. You know, those guys are faster than us right now. So we just have to continue to push, continue to get better, and continue to be honest with ourselves in the areas that we still have work to do.
We'll go to John in the front row and then Dustin over here.
John Newby, FanBuzz. I have two quick questions for you. So following up on what Zach was asking, when you look at the top 10 in the standings, it's pretty tight with the points. Have you gotten to the point where you guys kind of look at drivers you can pick off, especially if you can get some bonus points for more wins further down the road?
To be honest, I haven't looked at the standings in like 3 months. The only reason why I know where I'm at is because you guys talk about it and post about it on social media. But I just don't pay attention to that. You know, I'm the kind of driver that I think that if I take care of, because I can only control one team. I cannot control, I don't even know who is around me in the points. I promise you, I don't know. Actually, I do know. I know that Carson is just ahead of me, but I don't even know by how many points. But I can control those cars. You know, my goal is to maximize the potential of the 7 team and continue to work in the areas that are still with some room for improvement on the 7 team. And if we do that properly, if we do our job right, the points are going to take care of itself. You know, they're going to take that. That's, you know, it's a consequence. You know, we just have to make sure that we do our weekly job right with the 7 team, and things are going to take care of itself. But regardless who is around me on the points, I'm going to race everyone the same out there. You know, so yeah, we just have to continue to work and if we do that right, like I said, the points are going to take care of itself.
And then on a wildly different note, because I care about this stuff, how is Salt settling in? Is it going to be traveling with you a bunch this year?
Who is that again?
Your new cat.
Salt. I wanted to make sure that, well, she didn't come today because already we were in LA and all these things. But she's amazing. You know, it's crazy how things happen. We were in Fan Day at the Spire Motorsports and Brianna did a great job bringing up animal shelter, you know, activation, and they brought a few animals there, and we actually Julia and I we were already considering adopting a third pet, especially because she's gonna stop traveling in a month or two, and then when we saw Salt. And she was so cute, and she was great, and she was a baby. We have never got a baby cat like this. So, and she was just full of energy, and I thought, okay, it's just meant to be. And the next morning we went to pick her up. So yeah, it's been good. Pepper is it's been nice to her now, but the first few days they were kind of like a little curious with each other. Emma is always great. Emma is probably the best, sweetest dog ever. So she was always very sweet to her. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun to see her because all she does is eat, play, sleep, and then repeat. So it's kind of like a baby. So in a way, I feel like it's a little bit of pre-training for the real baby.
We'll go to Dustin and then Kelly.
Dustin Pino, J-Ski. Daniel, statistically, this is the best start to a season that you've had. Why do you think it was so instant with the 17?
I mean, I just decided to start pushing harder, you know. I've been taking it easy for several years. I mean, no, it's just fast cars, man. That's what it is. You know, I was actually talking to my old crew chief, Squid, which I love, this guy. He's at Penske now. He was with me for 2 years at Track House, and we were just talking, you know, about the differences of things that he's experiencing on his end and that I'm experiencing on my end. And you know, we wish things were different, right, when we got to work together. But, you know, timing on things is crazy how things work, right? Like, it just, yeah, we want to race together, but we were extremely inconsistent as a team. We never knew what we were going to have. In this race 2 years ago, we were super fast. And this race last year, we were like a 30-second place car. So I was driving the same. So I don't know, man. So I just think that it's everything about the people that you have around you and the timing of things. And Spire Motorsports definitely is on the rise right now. And I have a great group of people around me, great leadership in the organization. And I'm just very blessed to have found a good timing with a strong organization like Spire Motorsports.
We'll go to Kelly and then Will.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Daniel, so along those same lines of what you're just saying, and you've said it a few times, you saw this coming with Spire, you wanted to sign here. I know you don't necessarily care about what other people think or saying in the garage and how they view your race team, but do you personally have any sense of maybe validation this year of just what you're able to do and showing people what you can do? Because the last couple years, that, you know, whether you heard them or saw them, there was critics, right? I mean, everybody has them. So I'm curious if you feel any better about being able to show this year that I can drive a race car, so to speak.
100%. But the person that I wanted to show that I can do it is right here. So I wanted to show to myself, I knew it, but I wanted to prove to myself, like, hey, you can do this. And, you know, being consistent and strong in qualifying, the biggest weakness of the 99 team last year was qualifying. This year, that has been actually one of the strengths of the 7 team. So I spent a lot of time last year trying to qualify better, and we struggle a lot. We struggle a lot, and right now I feel like, you know, you know, we qualify very, very strong every week. So I think that, yes, definitely validation, but not to everyone else. It's to me. It's to myself, just to prove to myself that, obviously, I can do this. And obviously, when you are competitive and when you're a front and when you are able to go through adversity and pull off a win like we did last week, it's just very special, you know, because it just proved that we just belong here, and it just matter of having the right people and the right leadership and the right car to be able to get it done. Because in this world, you know, you can be the best driver, and I have mentioned this in the past. You can be the best driver in the planet, and if you don't have the right people, you don't have the right car, you don't have the right everything, you're not gonna do it. You know, it's not. We're not running 100 meters. We're not running at 500 meters. That it depends on me. We depend on so many things. So that's the part that sometimes, you know, it's hard to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, especially in the cup level, because every team that is competitive, that is winning races, they work very, very hard for years to be able to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. So I believe that we have something going on good here at Spire Motorsports, and I can't wait to continue to improve it, because I believe that we still have room for improvement.
We'll go to Will and then Reed.
Will Tharp, Speedway Motorsports. Congrats again on the win last week, Daniel. I know you were pretty pumped to get that Coca-Cola machine. Do you know where you're going to keep it yet?
Yeah, I already have a spot for it in the garage where I have all my cars and trophies and stuff. Yeah, I mean, the Coca-Cola 600 for me, personally, is the most special race of the year. And the main reason of that is because that's the only race that my family gets to come to see me every year. You know, it's kind of like a family reunion because they stay at the house and they come with me to a race. And I don't take that for granted. So every time that we have the Coca-Cola 600, to me, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I have a bigger smile because I have my family there with me. So it's always a special race for me. Obviously, I'm part of the Coca-Cola racing family for already 10 years. And then it's a race that is just not a race. You know, it's not just a race. We are Memorial Day weekend. We are remembering all the men and women that have served this amazing country. So it just, to me, as a weekend, it's just the best one. That's just my opinion. And to be able to win it in a week that, as we all know, was very, very difficult, and honoring my dear friend Kyle that he meant so much to me, it was, you know, super, super special.
We'll go to Reed right here in the front.
Thank you. Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. After the next two races at Michigan and Pocono, we go to the two West Coast road course races in a row, Coronado, which nobody's been at, and Sonoma, where you're a former winner. First of all, have you had a chance to run the sim on Coronado? It looks like a pretty long technical road course. Have you been able to make any impressions on that? And do you think that this is a part of the schedule that favors you?
I have not seen, I have seen the layout on pictures, but I have not seen it in the simulator yet. You know, I'm actually really looking forward to it, you know, because I felt like it's going to be a new task. Kind of like, it kind of reminds me 3 years ago when we went to Chicago for the first time, a lot of new things, a lot of new challenges, which I'm really looking forward to it. I truly believe that we have a good bunch of races coming up for us. And I say coming up for us because my team has had good pass with these races. You know, my team was 17, was fast here in the past. They were fast in Michigan. I believe that our road course program on the 17 is getting much better, especially because we're leaning more with the 71 team. The 71 is doing an amazing job on the road course program. So we are trying to bounce ideas and trying to get closer to them. That's why I believe that Michael is going to get much better here very soon, because in ovals is the other way around. In ovals, they're more coming toward us, you know, to get a little bit closer. So it's good. I feel like we have a good a bunch of races coming for us, and hopefully we can make the most out of it.
Any final questions for Daniel? No? Thank you, Daniel. Best of luck today.
Thank you, guys.